As the Monetary Policy Committee meets to examine the health of the economy for the third quarter, economists are predicting that the policy rate may remain unchanged due to the easing of inflationary pressures and relative foreign exchange stability. The head of Economics Department at the University of Ghana and a senior research fellow at the Institute of Statistical, Social and Economic Research, Professor Peter Korte, says the committee needs to consider other economic indicators in arriving at a decision on the policy rate.
The committee would have to look at the economy in terms of whether it's getting overheated or things are as they've usually been. So in other words, is inflation going up? What are people's expectations about exchange rate, GDP growth, private business, etc.? What is happening to the economy? Once these variables, including, of course, the government spending and revenue situation, all of this would inform the Monetary Policy Committee's deliberations and then for them to take a decision. Just a marginal drop. And of course, in taking business decision, another thing, it's not just the rate of inflation. Other variables are considered. You look at the exchange rate expectations. You also look at even the borrowing, the lending rate, to see whether this is affected in any way. And of course, the cost of utilities and other things. So yes, inflation is important. And so these variables I've mentioned goes into the computation of the CPI and the rate of inflation. But having said that, every businessman, every entrepreneur would look at other variables and make a decision. But it is a marginal decline, so I don't think we should place too much emphasis on this marginal drop in the rate of inflation. What we should be concerned about is our fiscal situation. To what extent is revenue coming in? Are we spending? How much are we spending? Is the deficit situation improving or worsening? And of course, how much are banks or financial institutions willing to lend to private businesses to promote economic activity? And how much is government itself borrowing from the domestic financial system? Is it crowding out private investment or not? These are critical issues we need to look at rather than just the marginal drop in the rate of inflation.
Head of Economics Department at the University of Ghana, Professor Peter Korte.